Chapter 6. Earlier that morning, a somber pall hung over the fortress of Salamandastron. Mara lay abed for as long as she could before rising to make her way down to the dining hall. Earthstripe sat in his large chair with Sergeant Sapwood and Big Oxeye on either side of him. Mara sidled in and took a seat at the far end of the big table next to Pickle. Klitsch and Goffer sat on her other side. Usually there would be lots of good-natured joking and chatter over the plain fare, but today breakfast was a dismal affair. Silence hung broodingly over the assembly. Pickle passed Mara a bowl of wild oatmeal porridge and a beaker of sage tea, keeping his voice to a whisper as he said,
"Jolly lot, aren't they, what? I say, old girl, did you get an awful ticking off from Lord Earthstripe last night?"
Mara's appetite had deserted her. She dabbed at the porridge with a crust of rye bread.
"Oh, it was much the same as usual. One word led to another, and I ran off to bed in the end because I couldn't stick it."
Klitsch leaned over, the sly blue eyes he had inherited from his father, Farrago, now radiating candor and sympathy.
"You didn't get into trouble because of Goffer and me, did you?"
The young badger maid shrugged.
"It was nothing to do with you, Klitsch. I just get tired of being pushed and bossed like a silly infant round here."
"Did your father shout at you?"
Goffer refilled his bowl from a nearby serving dish. Pickle wiped his bowl with rye bread.
"He's not her father."
Klitsch stole a quick glance up the table at Earthstripe.
"Then why does Mara have to do as he says? I wouldn't. Me and Goffer, we do as we please. No beast gives us orders."
Earthstripe sat looking at his untouched breakfast. Mara had not even acknowledged him this morning. One part of him longed to be friends with her, but the other half detested what he was seeing. A fine young badger maid gossiping with a ferret and a weasel as if they were lifelong friends. The badger lord caught the weasel stealing a glance at him. The creature had light blue eyes, shining as honest as a newborn infant. Some faraway faint memory was struggling to surface within Earthstripe's brain, but then it was wiped away as Oxeye nudged him and nodded down the table.
"That chap would charm the belly birds out of the trees with his baby blue peepers. Still, I'd hate to be the jolly old bird that fell into his claws. What do you say, my lord?"
A deep growl issued from Earthstripe's cavernous chest.
"I once knew a sea rat who could sing like a lark. Beautiful ballads. He used to sing to his victims as he cut them up. Vermin are vermin, no matter what. I've learned that much. Sapwood, I cannot stand the sight of those two at my table any longer. Give them provisions and get them clear of my mountain. I'll feel easier when they've gone."
The hare sergeant stood up and threw a salute.
"Yes, sir. I'll escort him to the door personally."
40-odd hares who lived at Salamandastron watched in silence as Sapwood made his way down the table. He nodded to Mara and Pickle before turning to Klitsch and Goffer.
"Have you finished with your victuals, you two?"
Klitsch sniggered as he did an impression of the sergeant's voice.
"Yes, we have, actually."
The hare kept his face impassive and his voice level.
"Right-ho. Then if you'd allow me to show you out."
"Show them out?"
Mara placed a paw on Sapwood's arm.
"But these are my friends, Sergeant."
Sapwood stood stiffly to attention, avoiding her eyes.
"Lord Earthstripe says they must leave. Don't worry, missy. They'll be given haversack rations and sent on their way unarmed. Come on. Follow me, you two. Lively now."
Goffer and Klitsch rose, the latter smiling ruefully at Mara.
"We'll be fine. Don't bother your head about us. I wish you luck with Earthstripe. Goodbye, Mara. Maybe we'll meet again someday."